We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run Finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
This is the 880 All Local, catching you up on the stories making news. Here's the latest from the WCBS newsroom.
There are no confirmed cases of coronavirus in New York City, but one person who recently traveled to Italy is now being tested. WCBS reporter Rich Lamb has more.
Mayor de Blasio confirms the individual being evaluated for the coronavirus had recently traveled to Italy, but that's the sole suspect case.
In terms of our batting average, seven previous individuals identified as potential zero came back positive, all came back negative, and that's good news.
On his WNYC broadcast, His Honor added,
"And I really believe, and our public health officials believe this firmly, it is because New Yorkers are following the guidance. The second they think they may have the symptoms, they are going to the doctor. They're getting care. That is the difference maker. That is not what happened in China and other places where the public messaging was the exact reverse of where it should have been."
And the mayor, to shave hours off the process, is strongly urging the Trump administration to allow local labs to do the testing for the coronavirus. Rich Lamb, WCBS News Radio 880.
A new plan to make New York City's streets safer for pedestrians will be unveiled today. It comes a day after a seven-year-old was struck and killed by a vehicle in East New York. WCBS reporter Marla Diamond is there with the story.
Parents walking their children to school, navigating the same busy intersection as seven-year-old Payson Lott and his mother, were extra cautious today. Alpha Manzueta and her daughter Serenity on their way to school.
It's scary. They need a crossing guard because, you know, this is a very, it's a wide street.
This is the second child death in East New York this week. The NYPD's chief of transportation, William Morris, putting out a plea on Facebook.
I urge all of us to stay alert while driving, to use good judgment, and to pay attention.
Payson and his mother were struck in the crosswalk by a turning SUV. Later today, Brooklyn State Senator Andrew Gonardis and the group Transportation Alternatives, who calls these pedestrian deaths a preventable public health crisis, will talk about several traffic safety initiatives, including a DMV database that rates SUVs and other large vehicles on how safe they are for the people outside of them. In East New York, Marla Diamond, WCBS News Radio 880.
Frustrated doesn't begin to describe how New Jersey transit riders felt last night trying to get home. There were massive delays because of signal problems, and planned repairs to the Hudson Rail tunnels could make commuting an even bigger nightmare to come. WCBS reporter Sean Adams is in Metro Park with the latest.
Once again, NJT commuters crowded into Penn Station, stared up at the board, and wondered, when will they get home? Hour-long delays due to signal trouble. When that happens, Brian McCormick says,
"It's a zoo. It's like mayhem. You're just trying to figure out what trains to get on and trying to figure out a way to get home."
Service disruptions could become the norm. Gateway is stalled. The feds have yet to come up with money for new rail tunnels under the Hudson. That means Amtrak will start fixing the old crumbling tunnels.
They need to fund it. You know, the studies are out there. They know that it's a problem. And it just needs to be funded.
Frustrated commuters have started an online petition calling for the head of NJT to resign. Governor Murphy stands by Kevin Corbett. At the Metro Park Station, Sean Adams, WCBS News Radio 880.
Let's get a check of our weather forecast now. Our WCBS Exergen weather forecast from meteorologist Bob Larson.
Windy and cold this afternoon, a mixture of clouds and sunshine, 41 for the high, wind chills generally upper 20s. It's still breezy tonight, partly cloudy and cold, a low of 28 in the city, low 20s in outlying areas. And a cold start to the weekend tomorrow, more clouds than sun, breezy at times at a high of 37. Temperatures will begin to moderate on Sunday. Temperatures currently range from 31 in Waterbury to 39 in Jamaica, 37 Midtown with a high of 41. The current wind chill is 28.
Stay informed. Stay connected. It's the All Local on WCBS. News on demand for your phone, computer, or smart speaker. Catch up on the news on your time. You can find the WCBS 880 All Local under the audio tab of WCBS880.com. Enable your smart speaker to play the news from WCBS 880 or simply subscribe wherever you get podcasts. Just search for the WCBS 880 All Local.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.